Let peace come alive on Impact 103.
We've been promoting and punting and talking to you about our CEO Challenge campaign, which is such a great opportunity, actually, to raise funds for an impactful ministry, if I can so call it. Together, we can actually help shape a brighter future for children without resources. When we invest in their education and sports careers, we are investing in our future leaders. Well, I mentioned earlier that I'll be joined this afternoon by Coach Moratua Mutielwa. And yeah, she's a coach from Bozha. You catch the reference. I know. They like that. Coach, how are you today?
I am good, thanks. And how are you today?
I'm good. I will not lie. When I got the brief, I was like, oh, it's a coach that's a coach at Bozha. It's probably a man.
Yeah.
And then you walked in and I was impressed. I was like, yes, Lord, this is Women's Month on steroids. But yeah, thank you for being with us this afternoon. How did it feel to be chosen for this learnership program that's funded by the South African Hall of Fame?
I won't lie. When I found out about it, I was in utter shock and disbelief because I genuinely did not believe that it was true. I mean, being able to be placed at Pretoria Boys High is such a huge privilege, especially as a female coach, because it's an all-boys school.
Yeah.
And it's a top school in Pretoria, actually in the country. And so being able to be a female fitness coach there is absolutely amazing. And it's a beautiful opportunity.
Sure, I can imagine. I'm like, you're also so petite. I imagine the students are so tall, but you're there telling them what to do. That's so cool. What does this recognition mean to you on a personal level? How has the journey through the program shaped your approach to coaching at Pretoria Boys High?
It's definitely been a different perspective on being a coach. I don't know if a lot of people know Pretoria Boys High, but the amount of schools that they have, the amount of sports that they have is absolutely impressive. And from my background, I wasn't exposed to all the sports that Pretoria Boys High has. But in order for me to learn different sports and to be a strength and conditioning coach within those sports is truly amazing. So I learned how to basically work with different sports, different boys, what they need, what each sports needs, and how to take what I learned from school and basically apply it in a high school environment.
Sure, it's always good to merge the theory with the practicals. But I have to ask, because I know not everything is always like smooth and smooth sailing in general. What are some of the challenges that you faced during the learnership program and how have you overcome them? How do you think these experiences will also help you in your future coaching career, both in South Africa and abroad?
One thing I can say is, growing up, I don't think there were the word strength and conditioning coach was something that I was exposed to. And one thing I do have to say is that there are not a lot of female SNC coaches, especially in the high school system. And so I had to figure out, okay, what type of coach I wanted to be. And if I didn't figure that out within myself, I don't think I would have been able to overcome the we're used to male teachers in an all-boys school. So because they, as a system, were also not used to female fitness coaches, I don't think that they were so welcoming to the idea at first because, like, most of their sports coaches are male. And it's very difficult. It's not easy for a lot of boys to accept a female telling them what to do, especially when they're so used to male being dominant in sports. But when they learned, okay, actually, she knows what she's doing, she knows what she's saying, and just earning their trust is something that was one of, like, the difficult things to do. For a man, it's twice as easy to earn the trust because, no, you're a man, you look like me, I can relate to you. But as a female, then it goes deeper than that. They have to trust you by seeing, okay, she knows what's good for me and I'm learning and I'm growing from this. So I had to learn to earn their trust. And I think that was, like, the thing that I had to learn to overcome.
Sure. I've been reading Siya Kolisi's book called Rise. I actually have it in studio with me right now. And she speaks quite a lot and quite highly about his coach and some of the things that he's learned from him. So hearing you speak about trust actually is sparking interest for me, because he did say trust is one of those things that actually like gets you through a difficult match. So it's pretty cool. I have to ask you, Moratua, we've both said it's very unconventional for a female to go towards this specific profession, and in the context that you are in, boys high, that's like, you know, yeah, what I mean, a hot spot of just needing men in general. What motivated you to pursue this opportunity that was offered by the South African Hall of Fame, and how has their support influenced your passion and commitment to coaching?
So the reason why I went into sports in the first place was because I genuinely wanted to help people. That was my main reason, and what is my motivating factor right now is that I want to help people, especially through fitness. And Hall of Fame identifies with that. They're there to develop a community, grow the community, especially through sports, because not everyone is going to be a doctor or an engineer. But also some of the best athletes have not been discovered as yet. And so I feel like programs like Hall of Fame are beautiful, because especially looking like a school at boys high, if you can take a boy from a disadvantaged background, you put them in a school like boys high and expose them to so many sports, they can become the best athlete that the world has ever seen. You never know. Yeah. Hey,
this is particularly hitting me because, like I said, I'm reading Siya Kolisi's book, and he has more or less the same story as a lot of these boys, right? He grew up in Zwide, which is in the Eastern Cape. It's a township. And he, in the memoir, he talks about his journey, like from, you know, being in the township, being incredibly talented at rugby, but not having the right opportunities at a certain point. And then someone just saw him at a game and they were like, listen, I want to plug you to a good school. Yeah. I think it's called Grays or something. Gray in the Eastern Cape, and it's similar to boys high. It's a boys school, it's a boarding school, and he says there he learned some of the best lessons of his life. So I really love what you've just shared about the Hall of Fame, and I'm seeing it genuinely as I read the book, and I'm like, sure, it's so easy to take for granted just that extra help that someone comes and sees you and they're like, hey, I want to give you a chance at being developed. And so people like you and the organization honestly are making a difference. But maybe let's zoom it in a little bit more on the personal front. Can you share a personal experience or moment from your coaching journey that has profoundly shaped who you are today?
I definitely can. Okay, so oddly enough, one of the sports that is my focal point at boys high is rock climbing. Yeah, I know. I did not know schools had that. I do a lot of sports, and I love group and individual sports. But one thing that humbled me about focusing on climbing alone was that they believed in me the way I believed in them. And I remember we went to an indoor climbing area, and they were the ones that encouraged me to actually get onto the wall and climb up. And so I just realized that they wouldn't believe in me this way if they didn't feel that I believed in them. And so it was basically just that investing in what will pour into you as well. And that was just what was so beautiful about it, is that I worked so hard to inspire them. I didn't even realize that I had such an impact on them until they were like, no, ma'am, you can do it, you know? And then I remember them leading me up the wall. So I'm not a climber. I don't know. I just, you know, I went up the wall, and they're like, no, ma'am, go here, ma'am, you got this, ma'am, you can do this. And just how they were cheering me on and how they just believed in me so much made me believe in myself to do something so incredibly beautiful, like climbing. Yeah. So that, like, for me, that was a moment in my career where I felt like, you know what, I belong here, just to inspire other people, but also feel like, okay, I'm growing from this, I'm developing from this as a person. So it's definitely been the highlights of the journey.
Wow, it sounds incredible. I'm like, I can tell you are surrounded by boys being encouraged to climb up a wall. As you said it, I was like, what? But girl, yeah. I am proud of you. You've done it for the lot of us. But maybe as a conclusion to our conversation, how does your personal experiences with being a coach influence the ways that you connect and inspire your athletes?
One thing I can say is you have to commit to sport. You have to love it. Not everything in life is easy, but you can learn to be determined. You can learn to be focused, committed, and you can learn to be a great human being through sport, given how much you put into it. It's one of those things that it will always give you back. Even if it's not in your career, not everyone is going to be a Usain Bolt. I'm not saying that, but just fulfilling your soul. Like, when you put so much into something that you love, it actually ends up pouring back into you as well. So that's what I learned, especially like through sports and fitness.
Coach, you are so incredibly profound. I've never been one of those people that watches sports until recently. I got married. And as I watch as well, I'm like, man, I've been missing out on so much. And it speaks into what you're saying, that there's so much to learn from not only being a sportsman, but watching, for some of us where it's too late sort of to be sportsman. But we've been talking on the radio this week, on my show in particular, about some sporting metaphors that can teach us valuable lessons on life. And you've touched on a couple of those. So thank you so much for making the time to chat to us this afternoon, to almost like give us a peep into your world as a female coach at an all-boys school. That is amazing.
Thank you so much.
Friends, we were joined by Coach Muratua Mutielwa, who is a coach at Pretoria Boys High. And of course, she's supported by the Hall of Fame, which works in collaboration with the CEO Cycle Challenge, which we've been advertising these last couple of weeks. If you don't know anything about it yet, or you'd like to sign up, I would totally encourage you to do that. Visit their website at ceochallenge.co.za, or you can pop us a WhatsApp on our Impact Radio line, 071-3640-376. And we'll send you more information about how you can be a part of making an impact in the lives of young, talented sportsmen, and who knows, maybe even future captains of our country teams. Yes, it's going to be taking place on 9th to the 13th of September 2024 at the Nashua head office, Woodmead, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So make sure to sign up in time to make sure that your cycle or your bike is set apart just for you.
Let hope come alive on Impact 103.